This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
500 new jobs are coming to Colorado Springs. KRDO 13's Bryn Carman with details.
Workers will make about $150,000 a year. That's more than 200% higher than the average salary in El Paso County. This is all thanks to an aerospace and defense company expanding on the north side of the city. Omni Federal expects to secure $550 million in contracts with defense, aerospace, and tech industries. Bryn Carman, KRDO 13.
Students and parents hitting the snooze button. More than 25,000 students in Colorado Springs are going to school late this morning. Academy School District 20 is on a two-hour delay due to internet and phone outages. Parents were alerted last night, and this will be a paper and pencil day unless service is restored. Officials are aware, and this is a major disruption, according to them, and apologize for any inconvenience. Breakfast will not be provided, and any testing will be made up tomorrow.
The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says the autopsy for Suzanne Morphew has been completed. She's the woman who was reported missing in Chaffee County Mother's Day weekend of 2020. Her body was found 3 years later in Sawatch County. The CBI confirms to reporters that Morphew's autopsy has been completed, although they did not reveal the findings. More information is expected to be released in the coming days. Police dogs are leaving the Colorado Springs Airport. KRDO 13's Josh Helmuth with more.
People won't see those police dogs when the law enforcement officer and canine reimbursement program ends on May 1st. The Transportation Security Administration blames, quote, budget constraints and fiscal priorities. The canine units assist with the security. They're trained to detect explosives and sweep the airports daily. TSA owns the dogs and contracts with police for three handlers. Josh Helmuth, KRDO 13.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be delivering the commencement speech in the 2024 Air Force Academy graduation ceremonies. The U.S. Air Force made that announcement on Tuesday. The ceremony will take place on May 30th at Falcon Stadium. Those without a ticket can stream the event live. Spring weather has arrived, bringing with it an increased likelihood of maybe thunderstorms across the Front Range. While today will likely start out dry as it is right now, conditions will become favorable for showers and thunderstorms. It is that season. This afternoon and evening, storms in and around the I-25 corridor will likely stay below severe limits, but some heavy rain is possible. However, the northeast corner of the state could see severe weather today with large hail, strong winds, and a few tornadoes possible.
Authorities are investigating the theft of a trailer full of irreplaceable World War II artifacts in Englewood. The trailer belonged to the 10th Mountain Division Living History Display Group, which provides museum-quality military artifact exhibits. The theft happened earlier this month when the trailer was parked on a residential street in front of a group member's house, and it was all caught on a doorbell cam. Investigators say the suspect vehicle is a dark-colored 2015 extended cab pickup truck made by Chevy or GMC.
And finally, Tupac's estate is threatening legal action against Drake after he used the late rapper's AI-generated vocals in his diss track for Kendrick Lamar. Brian Shook has that story.
Billboard obtained a copy of a cease and desist letter that was sent to Drake on Wednesday. In it, litigator Howard King explains that neither the family nor Tupac himself would ever approve the blatant misuse of his likeness. King ordered Drake to confirm the removal of his tailor-made freestyle within 24 hours, or else he'll have to face the legal wrath of the Shakur's estate. He wrote that using Tupac's voice against Lamar, who he called a good friend to the estate, is insulting. I'm Brian Shook.
Partly cloudy skies, warm temperatures this afternoon with a few scattered showers and possibly an isolated thunderstorm. It will be windy out across the plains with winds gusting in Baca County up to 50 miles an hour this afternoon. We're looking at highs in the mid-70s here, Colorado Springs, 81 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.